Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Made franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Made. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Made Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We'll cover the history of the business and share insights into the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that's yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Made Podcast, Episode 1. I'm your host, Fiona Stiant. And in today's episode, we are going to take you right back to the beginning of the Molly Made story with our founders, Adrian and Chris Stringer, who will share with us how they built a strong global brand. So bring out the bell bottoms, tie-dye, and ponchos, because this story begins in 1979 in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. From the beginning, the Stringers believed that busy families and homeowners would rather spend their time focusing on the more important things in life rather than cleaning their home. So in 1979, Adrian and Chris started the business with their very first clean under a company they called Molly Made. As the business grew, the brand started to become instantly recognizable with the easily identifiable pink and blue corporate colors. In fact, even today, many people recognize Molly Made by the distinctive colors of our vehicles that have become synonymous with a superior cleaning service. Since its beginning, Molly Made has expanded not only across Canada, but also into the United States, the United Kingdom, Japan, and Portugal. This year alone, Molly Made franchises will perform more than 2 million cleans, all from the humble beginnings in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. I'm so excited to welcome the people that brought Molly Made to its successful global brand, Adrian and Chris Stringer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So where did the idea of a cleaning company originate?
Chris had always been in corporate life, and I had nursed but was at home with the two little girls, and we were ready to venture into an independent business, so we were on the lookout for opportunities. In the mid-70s, I saw a small article in Time magazine about an enterprising woman in Atlanta, Georgia, who had started a home cleaning business. She cleaned multiple homes in a day. I just knew that the Canadian market was ripe for a service such as this. Women were rapidly entering the workforce. Childcare businesses were opening up. The timing was perfect. We would have maids, customers, and, as Chris envisioned, for the future, franchisees.
How did you decide on the name?
We felt that the word maid was important to state the nature of the business. At the time, there was a Broadway play and movie called The Unsinkable Molly Brown that captured audiences with Molly's indomitable spirit. And I kind of related to it as I started out on a new adventure in my life.
And the colors, how did you decide on the colors and the trademark with the bonnet?
Adrian made it very clear that pink had to be incorporated. We didn't have the budget to hire an ad agency to design a logo, but a friend had recommended a graphic designer named Marnie, who worked with a large ad agency in Toronto who freelanced. We met and I explained that we wanted the logo on the side of the vehicles to bring an instant smile and nod of recognition for the new venture. It had to be cute and sassy. Well, Marnie returned 2 weeks later with a black and white rendition of the 19th century maid's hat on the traditional font. And of course, I found it neither cute nor sassy. And Marnie went on to explain that she also heard that we wanted to stress professionalism. And when Adrian completely concurred, we turned our attention to the colors. We met with Marnie in a coffee shop where she held a pink package of coffee sweetener against a big navy blue tie that I had. They were wearing those things in those days, these white ties. And she said, "That's it, guys." From then, we went directly to a car dealership next door for the appropriate navy blue car. And we were on our way.
So with the car, how did the idea for the iconic deckled Molly Made vehicles come from?
I had managed a national courier company for a few years whose primary marketing came from their decaled cars. So it was a no-brainer for us that if the maids needed to travel between four homes in a day, they would be doing this in decaled cars, and this was going to be our marketing and advertising on the streets. In fact, for the first year, we would place the cars at main intersections in the community in the evenings and weekends to get further exposure.
Yes. So now really they've become a billboard on wheels.
You got it.
So how did you market and advertise for your first customers other than the billboard on wheels?
For that area, we decided to begin the marketing process by placing an advertising card that was attached to a pink ribbon, and we put it on the door handles of homes in a dense community in Mississauga. We selected the community based on its appropriate demographics. I followed up with visits the following day to provide estimates. The front of the advertising card looked just like the cars with the pink logo on a navy blue background. And the inside of the card described the Molly Maid services. On the back was a photo of three maids in uniforms beside the only Molly Maid car. The maid models were my mother, my sister, and myself. And within a month, we secured enough customers to begin our first route.
Wow, that's quite a success story. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit then about your first customer?
First customer was a mature career woman who lived in the complex we marketed. She knew that this service would simplify her life. She continued to use Molly Maid for many years. In fact, in response to an invitation from Jim McKenzie, our president, she spoke at our very first franchise convention about her Molly Maid experience.
How did that first day of operation go?
On the first day that I operated, I had two customers scheduled. The maid that I hired called to say that she didn't want the job, so I called another applicant. She declined the job due to pressure from her husband. However, she did agree to help me for the week. We survived our first day after months of fear of the unknown, anticipation, and planning. I was understandably stressed, but my customers were very happy.
So what other challenges did you face then in the first few weeks and months of your operation?
I would say that the main challenge I faced during that period was to prove that multiple homes could be cleaned in a day by professionally trained staff. And we did accomplish this right away. At that time, homes were cleaned by a single cleaning lady spending the whole day in a home. My unforeseen challenge, however, was due to my inexperience. I had no idea that our targeted labor force would be so unreliable. I had to learn how to select dependable staff from an entry-level labor market.
Yes, and today that still does seem to pose quite a challenge. So what advice then would you have for franchise owners who are starting out?
My advice would be to really pay attention during your training. When you purchase your franchise, you will be benefiting from the experiences of many people that have come before you. Molly Maid is a tried and proven system. Seek help. Don't hesitate to call home office. Get to know your neighboring franchisees. They will help you as you will help others in the future. You're now a part of the Molly Maid family.
That's a really good point. We definitely feel that franchise owners and the Molly Maid support team, you know, we're partners in this. And ultimately, the franchise owner's success is our success.
That's right.
So many of our franchisees work with their spouse or partner. What advice do you have for those starting a business together? And what challenges did you both have to overcome as a married couple running the business?
At the time, I had two small children that I had to get childcare for. My husband worked to pay the bills. My profession was nursing, and I had no business experience. So Chris and I would spend our evenings after putting the kids to bed, reviewing the challenges of the day and how to deal with them. I had to make this system work. It was our future. So just get on with it.
The advice we give to couples coming into the business is to really understand each other's strengths and capitalize on them. A new business introduces challenges that you've not experienced before, so it requires strength and diligence by the active partner, it's easy for me to say, and understanding and endless patience by the less active partner. Remember, when we started in business, we had no role models, so we struggled with sorting out our individual roles in the business. Today, a new franchisee is surrounded by role models. Get to know your neighboring Molly Maid franchises and find out what works for them.
I will say, Chris, one thing that we do try to do is at our regional meetings and our national convention, we do encourage franchise owners, the newer franchise owners coming into the Molly Maid team, to pair up with some of our longer term owners or owners that have had quite a lot of success to find out what they're doing to be successful.
That is the secret.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. They learn from one another.
Yeah.
So was it always the plan to build Molly Maid into a franchise business?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, from the beginning. We wouldn't have started the business if we didn't feel that we were going to expand into the franchise market.
Okay. And having said that, what do you believe sets Molly Maid apart from the competition?
The branding. Jim McKenzie was a brand person all along, building brands before he joined Molly Maid. And I sense that our strength is the branding, the very distinctive logo and the catchy name, of course, the easily identifiable vehicles, the corporate leadership that has always been stable and consistent over 40 years. The company is highly regarded in business circles as a well-managed company.
And I believe that the Molly Maid system has been consistently applied by a strong franchise base that is consistently supported by a dedicated home office. If one word can be used to describe Molly Maid's ongoing success over 40 years, it is definitely consistency.
Yeah, and we believe that strongly, mm-hmm. don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and we thank you, our founders, for doing such a great job to set us in the right direction and keep us going.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
So if you could do it all over again, would you do anything differently?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I just have one last question. It's a fun question. So our theme for the next national convention is superheroes. So if you could be any superhero, who would you be and why?
Oh my, putting us on the spot like that. Superhero.
No, Fiona, we're not in the superhero business because you've got to realize the vintage that we come from. Superhero, but I'm not sure I can answer that.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, nor I. I don't know. I think maybe we're just too practical.
You're hitting the wrong vintage, honey.
All right, no problem. I didn't know if you would say like Supergirl or superhero or something, but all right. Well, I really want to say thank you for joining us today on our first episode with me, Fiona Strand, as your host. And I would say to our listeners, if you like our show and want to know more, check out www.mollymaid.ca or please leave us a review on iTunes.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you're interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it clean.